north. It was either Setauket or Port Jefferson.
I remember the very nice place. The gals were with me, and it was a wonderful time.
When I used to do water sampling out here, I used the dock to talk. There's a yacht club, some kind of a club there, yacht club. We used to use their dock every week. Or we go out into the bay in a boat and we take water samples. Setauket is a nice little town there. Really beautiful. There's a little mall up there. Actually, there are a lot of malls up there now. Really built up.
All right, this is not long ago. Maybe 7 years ago, before me and Patty moved in together. You know, I got a problem. It is a problem. Everybody loses in a situation like this. She's gonna be gone, and she says now she hates me, but I don't hate her. I'm sorry about the whole thing.
Well, you have a good attitude about it. Hate is from the devil. That's not good. It's not good for her own soul to feel that way. Forgiveness is really necessary, no matter what people do. Without forgiveness, your heart is never going to be the same. I have just a couple more traffic lights, and I will be at the grind.
W2PIX.
Okay, Andy, we have W2PIX, Pixarvin, and Tubio.
Good morning again, Andy, and hey, Rich, how you doing? I just caught the very end of that hatred. Yep, you're absolutely right. Hatred is a big waste of time, and you gotta forgive even if the person doesn't want to be forgiven. It's a pretty simple theory, but just hard to put into practice.
So forget the name. Andy, write it over. Andy, what's up? Are you signing?
Another, which is not good. I'm sorry, Andy. I got half that last transmission of yours before I was putting the order in. But it sounded like you were signing. I'm almost at work. Another round or two. Rich?
Oh, I didn't know what you were doing. I'm not signing. Round or two, that's good. Well, no, look, she has problems. When I first met her, she was taking medication. I'm seeing a psychiatrist. She stopped. And why could I go back to it? Because she was quite normal when she was doing that. Also, I found a very nice place not far from me in Seaford where she could go to drug rehab. So, she won't do it. Andy?
Hey, Andy, no worries about that. I was just going on the side. I had to run into my first stop, but I'm back only for 5 minutes, but I'll be on again later. I think I got to take a run to Hackensack, New Jersey for a 4:30 event, so I'll be on the radio for a while later on today. Over to you, Andy. I think you're about to sign.
Right, I think he did by now this thing. What's your name? Again, I'm Rich, and to be you. I'm just bringing it up. I shouldn't bring it up, but I'm very sad about this. Very sad.
I'm still here. Two more traffic lights and I'm done. Well, if you're sad about Patty, there's nothing you can do about it, Rich. You gotta let it go. Just forgive and let it go. And the rest is up to her. It's on her soul. She's gonna have to deal with it. That's all there is to it. So I'm gonna run, guys. Andy, Rich, you have a good day. KD2ESY, I'll be clear. 7-3, gentlemen, and enjoy the day.
Speak to Andy.
Okay, Andy. We have two Andys in to you. PIX, Andy, pick it up.
Yeah, Rich, I'm sorry that you're sad about this. It's it is sad when people come and go in your life, but, you know, what I do when in situations like that are out of my control, I just kind of pray for peace, and it works. It really does.
You know, what's frustrating is if she did what I'm telling her, she'd be very lovable again, just like when I met her.
How long did you guys know each other?
Quite a while. 6.5 years, and this is M2EO.
It's a long time. But where there's life, there's hope, and this might not be the end. This is WA2PIX.
I know. I'm hoping maybe a third party could get her into drug rehab, get her on medication. This place in Seaford, I call, sounds like just what she needs.
All right, well, she has to want it, though. Can't force her. I'll pray for you guys that the right thing happens.
Of course. Anyway, Andy, like I said, consoling me.
Try not to let it. You know, try to, get your mind on something else. Any distraction is good at this point.
You're probably right.
I know it's easy for me to say that. I understand. And I know your situation, and it's hard for you to get out and do new things and everything, but are you a reader?
I'm not. Never have been. I like reading little stories and things on the internet.
I have like an iPad or a Kindle or something. I mean, this is what I do. I have this little Fire tablet, a cheap little sneaky tablet for like $35 that I have a Kindle app on. And I read, but I'm a reader, so I read fiction and everything. But that always gets my mind off myself and my problems.
You know, the best thing for me, get my mind off things, ham radio. Especially here, and when I get on a ship.
Yeah, that's cool. And that gives you the ability to reach out, talk to different folks, make contact with all kinds of people. All kinds of people are ham operators. So that's like perfect for you.
Absolutely. Where are you now, Andy? And to you?
I am in Woodbury. I'm almost at my final destination, at least my final temporary destination. I'll be traveling to Hackensack this afternoon.
2RBT.
Yes, sir. DP. Pick it up, sir. And 2EO.
Morning, guys. I'm such a happy camper this morning. He's a ham I hooked up with from my raid from Lockdown. I'm not sure if you remember Lime Rock. It's called W2NDR, a Matt. He was out in Huntington. He came to my house. My dad was the solid key nearly 2 years ago. My dad had a diamond antenna on the house. It'll be taken down to the new roof with him. It was just laying on the side. He picked it up with his van, brought it to my house, went up on the roof. I got a chimney, but it's got wood around. It's not a brick chimney. He put brackets in. We hooked it all up. I even used coax. It was still good. Some of it even 40 years old, but it worked from his antenna. And then because he didn't have enough coax, and the coax that was on that antenna, we fed it into my shack. I get to the 8.5 machine from near Stony Brook now. I even get to the Chrysler building repeater with this. So I'm such a happy camper. Now I can get out further past where I'm at.
Hey, it sounds very cool. Unfortunately, I gotta run. WA2PIX 73 to you, Richie 73 to the new station that checked in. Sorry, I didn't get your name, but I'll be back on later. Wish you guys all the best. WA2PIX, and I'll be clear on the final.
Okay, Andy, very good. We'll catch you later. The other station, are you saying he brought it over and put it up for you? It's a very nice thing.
For a lot of people, and I'm very, 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 really glad. This house is a 3,400 square foot house. I have an accessory apartment. It's legal. I bought the house and had the apartment built for myself. And I lived there by myself, but then I got married, nearly a year and a half ago. So we got woods. I got an acre of property. I got a 20-meter dipole. I bought it in BC Communications 17 years ago. And he took that antenna. I got it tied to a tree. It fell down from Hurricane Sandy. It was on a different tree. And I moved it. And he took the other end and he hooked it up with a vertical lid on the roof. So it's raised 30 feet on one end. So it's but I found the Alpha Delta kit. I bought it about 16 years ago. So I'm going to get 14 gauge stranded wire. I got a sign on it. And I'm going to make myself an 80 meter dipole. Because I got a roof in the back of the yard. Was put up by the president of Rockfield. I was gonna use a G5 bar, but I'd rather use a dipole with a ballon and just feed it into my tuna. So the leaves came up the trees. I think I could raise it. I cut the trees and have something to do, but it cost a lot. I think I could pull it over the tree, especially with the leaves off, and then hook it up to the same way, and I'll have a really good antenna then. Make a switch between 20 and 80, but 80 will cover all the bands. Or you get the 20 just for 20. And then use 80 for the other bands.
Sounds very good. You don't need a big beam. I used to have one many years ago. If you're not a big DXer, a dipole, a vertical, will do very well. If you know Richie, K2KNB, he's the president of Weimark. He does very well with a Gap Titan vertical. He's had it for years, and he has a high score on TXCC. No beam.
Bittersweet about this. My dad passed away nearly 2 years ago, and he had this antenna on the roof, and he had an ICOM 2410. They don't make it anymore. The rig was big, 25 years old, brand new. That's UHF VHF. So I brought that to my house. So that's hooked into his antenna with all the feed line he had. And then I have my Kenwood TS50. Once I know I get a better antenna system off the HF, an 80 meter, I'm going to invest my money in an ICOM 718. And I'm going to use my Kenwood TS50. I'm going to put it in a case. I got another tuner, manual tuner. And I do have the power supply for my dad's rig. So I pretty much could use that for emergency situations. I'm thinking maybe with Rockfield, maybe I could use it for a go-to station. It's a really nice rig, but I figured get a newer model and not get rid of it, In case the other rig went on the fritz, they have it as an extra rig. Or I'm thinking I'd leave it in the shack because I'm doing PSK 31 and just use it for digital mode, and I just could switch with an antenna switch.
I suppose you're correct. Listen, let me go. I got things to do right now. But good luck to you. This is in 2 weeks.
Do you have a good one, okay? N2EL, N2R will be clear with you. Let me tell you anybody else is on frequency. K2KMB, N2RB base. Heard,
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
KNH Mobile. Good morning, Richie. I heard your conversation this morning, but I sat on the side and had my coffee. How you doing?
I'm doing okay this morning. It comes in waves. And I wanted to ask you, I found that thing that BV4 Mini, very, very interesting. One end has an antenna. I guess that's where you transmit it to. I'm a feed from. But how does it get into the internet?
Well, that's what the program that comes with it does. That's just like a little. Think of it as a mini repeater. You know, you're just talking back and forth simplex to that DB4 Mini, and it connects to the program, and it goes out over your internet connection.
It uses my Wi-Fi.
You're going to be, it doesn't need your Wi-Fi because you're talking directly to the antenna on the little DB4 Mini USB stick that plugs into your computer. And your computer program then takes the information and pushes it out over the internet or brings it in from the internet.
Okay, very good. I'm probably going to buy one. Do you have to use, it sounded better than straight DMR. What kind of HG or mobile would you need?
You can use any of your DMR radios. I believe you already have one, so that should be fine. You can just turn it down to the lowest setting because you don't need much power to talk in your house back and forth to the computer. You set it up on a simplex setup. It's in the software. And there's also something else you might want to research called the Shark, which a lot of people have gone to over the DB4 Mini.
Shark. Okay, and why are they going for that?
I believe it's less hands-on and supposedly just simpler to use. I really haven't researched it because the DB4 Mini is all I really needed.
Okay, you have a DB4 Mini? You're happy with it? How do you get on the other mode? If you transmit to it and from it on DMR, how do you get it on D-Star?
Well, with the DB4 Mini, you have to have a radio for each mode. So if I want to use the D-Star, I would have to have a D-Star radio. Like, I have a C4FM System Fusion Yaesu radio, and I can use that or my DMR. But I don't have a D-Star radio, so I can't talk through it.
Okay, well, it'll be perfect for me. Because I have D-Star and DMR, that's what I want to get on.
So when if you buy the DV4 Mini, it comes in UHF and VHF. You want to make sure you get the UHF version, which, you don't really have to worry about that. I was thinking about the radios talking to the repeater. But if you have a UHF version, just get a UHF stick.
Definitely, because my D-Star radio will do VHF and UHF. But the DMR radio only UHF.
Correct, so that's what you want to stick with.
Well, you've been a wealth of information this morning. And, that is such a good unit. And it's not expensive. You may want to do a talk on that on Limark.
Well, Limark has done a lot of talks on DMR already with people much more knowledgeable than me. So, yeah, the information's out there, as well as YouTube videos, which are very informative.
I saw the guy who puts out the DV4 Mini has a,
KNH. Rich, I only heard the first couple of words of your, transmission.
You're crazy.
And again, I received nothing, but I am almost at my first stop, so, you know, gonna have to say 73 for now. I'll be back on after my next call, so, I'll see if you're out there. KD2KNH clear. You have a good day.
Take care.
Cut over, so to doing the outpatient services first, and then 2 years inpatient, bringing the whole hospital into the fold.
It is amazing how they've just expanded. My wife had hip replacement over in Winthrop, and they're good. They're a nice facility.
Yeah, I had never even heard of Winthrop until this project, and I didn't realize how much of a footprint they have on Long Island. It's pretty impressive, actually.
They have expanded, and I guess they're a teaching hospital also. They just built a nice kind of a residence facility right off of Old Country Road. And they're expanding. They've taken over a tremendous amount of buildings there. Parking is a pain, but it's also convenient because the Long Island Railroad is right there. But just trying to think in terms of size, I guess they're a middle-sized hospital, not quite the size of LIK North Shore. But they serve a pretty wide area, and I believe they're probably a level one trauma center.
Yeah, the hospital itself is a mid-level, mid-size. There's a trauma center, but the ambulatory sites themselves, we're bringing over, I guess, total 200 different departments, or 200 different departments, so you can have multiple departments in one facility. But, when I was doing my site visits, I went to the North Fork, as far as you can go, and everywhere in between, it was just 2.5 hours east. It was just crazy. I didn't realize they were so far out.
I didn't realize that they were out there, too, but that's what they're doing. I visited Peconic. Well, I think it's Peconic Bay Hospital. That's out in Riverhead, I guess. And I think that they just joined up with someone, but I don't think it was Winthrop. I don't know if they joined. I forget who they joined up with. I'm trying to think. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah, that's what's happening. The small hospitals and walk-ins, the urgent care centers, they're just booming at this point. Although a lot of people say the urgent care centers are not everything that they're made up to be, particularly financially. Sometimes they find it costs them actually more money. But it is interesting how healthcare is expanding. And as you said, interesting that you're up on the North Shore 2.5 hours out.
Yeah, you're right. Like, for instance, inpatient is like the old model. You always need hospitals, but they're downsizing a lot of them, and they're going with the outpatient model, I think because of all that stuff that Obama, or just the government in general, has put in place, where doctors are getting more money to keep patients out of the hospital and not revisiting. They get bonuses, so a lot of outpatient clinics are getting formed. And you're right about your urgent care, what you heard. You can really bleed a lot.
You can be. And that's kind of surprising. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've had to use them. My wife had to use it once and found them. Maybe it was because everything was covered. I forget what she had. It was maybe a virus or something. But, sometimes that can be a problem in terms of what's covered and what's not covered. And the other thing I noticed is, like, even with the expansion of North Shore, because I have what used to be called Central General Hospital, now it's North Shore Plainview. I mean, obviously, if you have anything wrong with you, you can go to that hospital, but even at that, they started to specialize. So I think Plainview might have expanded their cardiological, if that's the right word, unit. But Syosset, which is part of the system also, expanded something else. So, you might go to the hospital, get some initial treatment, and then they might send you to one of the other units for the more advanced care.
Yeah, that's exactly it. The hospital is basically the triage now, the way it used to be the other way around. And then you're dealing with specialties, tons of specialties, and then, unless you need hospitalization or to be admitted, hospital is trying to get you and send you and just keep the doors revolving as opposed to paying for a bed, which is very expensive.
So then the other thing is that they try to get you out as quick as possible. Of course, there's such concern with infectious disease. I was surprised. My wife had hip surgery about 4 years ago. I think she was in Winthrop for about 3 days, and then she went to a rehab center. My niece had surgery, the same hip surgery, in August. I think she had the hip surgery done Thursday morning. She was out of the hospital Friday morning. They just don't want you there. It's too much of a risk these days.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't know how I feel about that. Being in healthcare myself, I feel like I've been a patient at NYU, I've been a patient at New York Presby, and I've been a patient at Northwell for different things. And I feel like those main big hospitals, they treat you right. But sometimes the bedside manner at the ambulatory sites not up to par, you know. You can tell it's a business, and they're just trying to get that number. Some sites still got it right, but a lot don't.
Well, you also wonder who's staffing those things. You know, sometimes it's people that are first coming into medicine. Sometimes it's people that it didn't work out well in their own situations or whatever. So it's not always the cream of the crop that might be going to the ambulatory sections, which is unfortunate because you'd like to think that everybody there was top-notch, but I imagine that's part of the problem.
Well, my experience has been that usually it's not that. Usually it's a doctor who's had a practice, and then they got absorbed into, or they decided to affiliate with a bigger hospital just for prestige or for, you know, to get their patient count bolstered. And they tend to be okay, you know. But they also bring in, because they don't have a big budget, they bring in, like you're saying, medical students or, you know, some residents, so they can get their paperwork done, but not always a good pick.
Yeah, well, hopefully competition will get them to fix that also. So, anyway, it is what it is. All right, Angel, I'm going to sign, just trying to fix some stuff. Have a good day. Enjoy your day off. And we'll talk to you again. K2NWZ, I think it is. K2KNB.
Kilo Delta, November 2, Whiskey Golf. I'm sorry. Kilo Delta 2, November Whiskey Golf. Can I ask you a quick question before you leave? Are you a member of Limark? I'm asking because I recently applied and wanted to ask a question.
See, that's what I remember. Your application came in. Yes, actually, I'm the president of Limark right now.
Oh, bingo. Great. I just wanted to know, should I be looking for an email or, like, how do I see the PayPal went through, but how do I know that I'm a member?
Let's see. Okay, you're a member. I know you're a member because I know your application came in. Normally what we do, and we've been a little remiss about it, and I'll get back to work on it again. We would send out a letter, a welcome to Limark, with some basic information and some of the rules and regulations, general stuff, meeting, so on and so forth. But I do know that you are a member because I did see your application come in.
Okay, that's great news. Thank you. I that's fine. I just didn't know what I should be looking for, if anything at all. But I would like to get more active, and just wanted to know if I had the go ahead to act as a member. All right, great. Well, you have a great day, and I'm gonna take care of some here. Good talking to you, KD2NWG.
All right, Angel, but just a quick question. Did you get an email today? Because we sent out an email about the passing of one of our members, and it should have gone to everyone who's listed with an email address. So did you get an email today announcing the passing of a member?
Oh, I'm not sure. I can check. I didn't look my email yet.
one way of knowing that you're on the that you're on the email list. Just trying to think, it would have come from Jay Abrams, who's the membership chairman.
All right, roger that. I'll check for it. And, thanks.
All right, very good, Angel. But if you didn't get an email, then email me, k2knd@limehawk.org, and give me your email address so I'll make sure that that's correct, because you should have gotten that email, and that would be an indication that you're on the membership list. And it'd be great to have you active. We're definitely looking for people to take an active role in the club. All right. Have a good one, Angel. Talk to you later. K2KNB.
And to be here, are you running for president? Is somebody else or somebody running on a post?
Yes, I'm running unopposed. The offices are all unopposed, president, vice president, secretary, treasurer. There's five people running for three directors' positions.
Well, Rich, we've had our little arguments, but generally, you do a good job for the club, so why not? I'm going to go back to eating. K2KMB and Tulio.
All right, Rich, enjoy your meal. I will catch you later. K2KMB.
IQTA, so I'll take
take a look and see if that email's there. I'm horrible at writing stuff, especially about myself.
Well, whatever, you want to write something. But I, again, I think everything else is in place, maybe, other than your note. Other than that, I missed what you said. What's in Levittown?
My chiropractor is literally across the street from where the library is, right on Hempstead Turnpike there. So I'm there like 3 days a week.
Oh, that's no fun. All right. There's, I know there's a couple of buildings there, or I guess it could be a house there too. Anyway, so it keeps you busy, it keeps you a Long Island person, that's good.
I think it's 2870. It's across from that mall that's got the where I met you, where the Staples is.
Yeah, it's across the street from that mall, or you know, across the street would be on the same side as the library.
Yeah, literally, if you walk out the back of the building that it's in, it's a medical building. You got the back door of that, the library's right there. I think it's 2870 Hempstead Turnpike.
Well, if you're out there 3 times a week, you could almost claim to be a resident of Levittown.
Do I get a deduction or do I have to pay taxes?
Good question. Levittown is town of Hempstead, so I'm not sure if that's good or bad. It's probably good.
We keep forgetting going up. My friend's in charge of NICU. He's the CEO over there. He's an ex-ESU cop and boss. And I never had time to go bother him. He actually was on TV last week on Channel 11. They had a pre-Thanksgiving party for the kids over at the hospital in the pediatric ward. Really nice guy.
That is a part of what you said. You said your friend is the CEO over at NASA University, is that it?
Yeah, affirmative.
One of the guys that, he's a member of the club, actually an honorary member for his contributions, but he was the head of IT over there.
Repeat, I didn't get what you said.
I was saying that one of the guys that is a member of the club but retired not too long ago was the IT, head of IT over at NUMC.
Oh, Roger. Vic, I know Vic, he was a founding member of one of the ambulance corps in Queens, and he was sort of a little bit famous. 6 months he'd be working as a cop, 6 months he'd be going to school, medical school. And it was when he finally retired, he was a lieutenant. All the meetings I used to go to, he used to go to, so.
Alright, so you're in good hands if anything happens to you. It's always nice to go to an event where there's always somebody who can take care of you. My nephew was a doctor, married a doctor. He's a cardiologist, she's emergency medicine, but her family was all doctors. So at the reception, you could have had anything happen to you, and there was a qualified specialist there to take care of you. There was probably, four aunts and uncles, all of whom were doctors, and her father himself was, an epidemiologist. I forget. But it's always nice to go to an event like that.
I don't know. I don't know if Jerry ever told you. And this has to be, this was one of the impetuses for me to get defibrillators, was there was a ham fest, an outdoor ham fest that I went to, and one of the guys went into cardiac arrest. And I started CPR and bagging him until the, I guess it was Nassau County EMS showed up. But this was, I don't know, it had to be early 90s.
Yeah, look, it is obviously valued to having emergency services nearby. Even at the field day, where we were a little remiss about having a first aid officer, now honestly, Ted, you're in.
I have no problem with that. Well, this Tulsi Delis, I spent a few hours, actually more than that, this year I was still a little bit out of commission from, I shouldn't have even been out, but I just had to get out of the house after the surgery. But, yeah, I have no problem doing that.
There's a couple of things, obviously all the things in an event like that are important, but the notion of having a safety officer and having first aid available is significant. We're climbing towers, working with wires, working with electricity, cooking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Speaking of that, do you know about the, I don't know if you have any, I got to check on my truck. Kid had a recall on, it goes back like 20-something years or 30 years, on fire extinguishers that had the plastic top, and they are replacing them no matter how old they are.
Not sure. It's interesting, because obviously when they get that old, you're not recharging them anymore. You must be talking about some of the bigger ones, I assume.
No, actually, it's smaller ones, and I've got to check, because it's something about the top nozzle breaking or something, and when I put the Sprinter back together, I tried to emulate whatever was there. Those weren't exactly, I think I got them from Home Depot, and I had to change the brackets. I really didn't even want to do that, but I have to look them up. But it's, again, from what I understand, they don't care how old they are. They will just send you new ones, so I've got to snap them out of the bracket, which is a pain unto itself, and look up the model numbers and call them up. But if you have any, or if anybody else has them, that would be a good idea to check.
Yeah, we should probably do like a consumer's report in the e-log when people are aware of a recall that others may not be. Actually, there's a whole listing, right? There's a website with various recalls. Some of the stuff is kind of crazy because if you're not notified directly because you're the second owner of something, you might find that you're driving a car and you just hit 51,000 and there's a warning that says just prior to 50,000 the car will explode. You know, something like that.
I had that with the Escape. There was something with the steering box and it was supposed to freeze up, and it actually, just as I got it, before I got it to the dealership, and the thing has the Escape, it's like 250,000 miles on it. They took care of it, and just before I put all the stuff in the car, it was a recall on the car, so I had that taken care of. But yeah, unless you're aware of it, do your research, and a lot of stuff could be running around that needs to be replaced.
KCKNB. Again, I know there's a website that deals with that. But, you'll hear it on the news. Recall such and such and check our website to see if you're there. But if you're not computer literate, you suddenly find that the chicken nuggets that you just put in your mouth contain salmonella in glass. You know? Well, it is what it is.
WNEMR. Yeah, like I said, unless I'm trying to remember who told me about this recall, and if I remember, I will turn around and forward it to Jerry to send out.
Yeah, I have to look at what I have. I have two that I think I got at maybe Home Depot or something, a pack of two of them, and they're probably kids. I'll have to look at them. Alright, I'm going to sign. I notice I have a cut on the tip of my finger, but I think it was like touching something frozen and it's hurting, so I'm going to go dress it. I'll catch you later, Marty. W1EMR. Have fun at the chiropractor. W1EMR, KTKNB.
So you were talking about first aid? Okay, W1EMR. Let's be standing by.
S-O-M-B, K6DP, copy. MB, 86,
I think they got the first really big smile out of him yesterday. That was
thought that's where the ION came from.
Oh, no. Just happens to be what the FCC gave me when I upgraded from novice to tech. And I liked the call, so I kept it. I mean, I could have gotten a vanity call or something like that, but I'm the electric we charge them.
You know, for some reason I thought it was a vanity call after the camera company, and I guess I misunderstood that. I don't know where you are, but you're getting a little noisy again there, Jeff. I don't know, don't even know what direction you're going in. Let me stand by. I think you were saying you don't have a vanity, is that correct?
What? A vanity call? I don't have a vanity call. I have just a call that is from Thomas Sex.
And what I got was, no, you don't have a vanity call, and something FCC. Are you going to get within better range of the repeater?
440.
But I have nothing set up in it. I could do it.
When I get back in the car, I'll be on 447-925.
Give me a CT code.
14.8.
Confirm. KD2FIU.
Ryan.
Okay.